Now is the time when your mind and body are preparing to go into a different way of being for a while. I'll be speaking quietly with you, and there'll be some relaxing music in the background as you take time out and perhaps listen to me for a while before drifting off into a refreshing, deep sleep. And this is something your body knows how to do naturally. Or you may prefer to allow my voice to wash over you as you allow any tension to just melt away, allowing the sounds to carry you and fade into the background. And if you want, you can just find a spot somewhere above eye level to notice what you're noticing, as you just allow your eyes to blink easily, effortlessly. You can, if you prefer, allow your eyelids to blink altogether, or perhaps even flutter, before you close your eyes. And just be where you are, in a safe place and peaceful space, where you know that you are in control as you fall asleep naturally, with the sounds and thoughts and feelings that are all natural, while a deeper part of you knows how easy it is to drift off to sleep, as your conscious mind floats away successfully. Your conscious mind can relax now, as your unconscious now can just allow yourself to take a deep breath in through your mouth and hold it for a second or three, two. Allow yourself to melt any tension away as you go into a beautifully peaceful, quiet space, and deeper still. As you're sitting or lying where you're lying or sitting, I want you to know that you can really start to relax now, because it's easy to relax. You just have to decide to close your eyes and allow yourself to dream by imagining yourself lying in a beautiful place outside. Imagine yourself lying there, looking up at the clear sky. Now I want you to see a cloud and just notice it. And notice one fluffy white cloud drifting and drifting peacefully. And slowly, as you lie there still, and imagine that cloud starting to evaporate, like any tension that you may have had in your body up until right now. Just imagine the tension floating out there with the clouds and dissolving, as you imagine the warmth of the sun stroking your skin comfortably. That's right. That's it. And now, as you just peacefully drift down while feeling any tension float away, you can just listen to the sounds and notice what you're noticing. Perhaps you can start to notice your toes relaxing, and notice any feelings of comfort washing over you as your muscles around your ankles soften. And moving those feelings ever so gently through your calf muscles. Now move that feeling of relaxation around your knees, and now moving your relaxation around your thighs and gently moving it to the back of your legs now, around your waist. And the more you notice the feelings of relaxation starting to soothe your muscles and body and mind, the more you're starting to realize that physical relaxation is all part of the process of going deeper and deeper into beautiful, deep, relaxing sleep. And now listen to me deeply. Move that relaxation up through your spine and back around your stomach, and move it gradually up to your shoulders. And perhaps if you had any relaxation issues around your teeth, then maybe you can just relax your mouth, unclench your teeth and your jaw, and move the sensation of relaxation around your neck and cheek muscles, and gently around your eyelids are getting heavier and heavier, because you know that you can open your eyes at any time. Perhaps, though, that's not what you want to do, because as you start to drift off into a deeper state of relaxation, you can just feel any desire to open them disappear into another cloud as it floats away easily. Now, as you listen to the sound of my voice, will go with you wherever you go. And I want you to just imagine the number 100 in your mind's eye. And I'd like you to start to count back in your mind from 100 all the way down, with each number going down, double your relaxation. That's right. 99, going even deeper. 98, feeling even more sleepy now. 97, allowing the numbers to just disappear as you go deeper still. 96, by the time you get down to 90, you'll find that the numbers just fade away as you drift off into a deep sleep. 95, double your relaxation again, relaxing sleepily. Now continue to count down as you go even deeper still. That's right. 94, 93, noticing the numbers just disappearing into the background. Make them fade away. 92, continue to count back in your mind as you go even deeper still, with each number that you count down, all the way down. 91. You know, the forgetting is so easy. There has been a time in the past when you walked into a room and didn't even remember why you were there, because you forgot, because forgetting is so easy. You've been to a party and introduced to somebody new, and you forgot their name in a matter of moments. Gone. Whoosh. It's okay. Forgetting is so easy. You forget, you'd forgotten. I know there's been a time in the past where you lost your keys or phone and couldn't remember where they were. because you forgot. Because forgetting is so easy. You forget, you forgot. That's right. That's right. That's it. Everybody knows that we can use hypnosis in age regression to help you go back in your mind to deal with an issue, an event you did not understand, to settle some unfinished business. That's it. That's it. We all live in the present because there is only now. Time is always moving, but we only have now. You can see the future in fantasy to make the present move progressively happy and successful. Fantasies are good to have. Why not? That's it. Unrealistic fantasies can be fun and entertaining. Then you can just discard them, just like you'd shut off the TV. Realistically achievable fantasies, goals, can provide the material for you to establish and work at accomplishing your goals. Then, when the tomorrows become the present, fantasies, dreams will become reality. Just as you went down the road, or a corridor, or stairs, to go back into the past, you can go up that same road, corridor, or stairs, to see your future, create a vision. That's it. You can see the pleasant future happening to you now. Or, if you prefer, and it is more helpful, you can be an observer, watching it happen to someone else. You decide. And then, afterwards, you can imitate the model. You can select either model, simply select the method, which will give you the greatest revelation, and that will be the most beneficial to you. By looking into the future, you are establishing goals. Let's say 5-year goals. For the present, you will need to determine how to really make it happen, so it won't always remain a fantasy. To do so, you will break that 5-year goal into 5 shorter 1-year goals. That's it. That's it. Each of these years will be broken down into 12 months, to do so. You just have to decide now that each of those months will be broken down into weeks. That's it. Thus, each week, you are achieving some of your goals until you realize that the future is now. You can write all those goals down after you come out of this lovely, deepening, relaxing way of being for a while. And then, on a regular weekly basis, review your pleasurable and successful progress. Looking into the future that you're creating inside your mind. You can just see it. That's it. Relax. If you're wondering about how relationships will be in the future, see them as you desire them. See what you see. Notice what you're noticing. Make it how you'd like it to be. See it. Hear what they say. Hear what you're saying. That's it. If you're concerned about a career, work, or an occupation, see that self efficiently functioning in the choice of work. Perhaps you're concerned about health problems. You are concerned about finances. See the process unfold without careless debt. That's it. That's it. You can also see interest in hobbies, recreation, travel, personal development, learning, whatever you realistically desire, and see the process you must go through to realize these achievements. You are making things happen. Even some things that you haven't done before, but that now you can realistically accomplish. Now you won't be saying, "When I get around to it." Those who wait tend to wait and wait. And wait. One of these days I'll... No, you won't. When I get the chance, I will. Really? That's not gonna happen. You're just gonna find yourself, well, making things happen, willing them to happen, make them happen. You are making some things happen now. There's a power in this. There's an invisible power, an intelligence that's built into life. And then you can come to realize that the future is always now. That's it. When you plant a seed in a field, All you have to do is nurture the seed, water it, provide the nutrients it needs in the soil. That's it. A little bit of faith. And when you come back in a while, nice and relaxed, no pressure, trusting that nature will take its course, bring that seed into fruition, delivering the fruit. That's it. Nothing to do but take care and nurture and trust and have faith. You never give up because the seed hasn't broken through the surface of the soil. The shoots of life, you don't dig it up. You wait and you're patient. Now sometimes those seeds don't take, so you plant some more. And you nurture them with love and passion. And you have faith, and Mother Nature takes her course, delivering you the fruits of your labor. That's it. No need for pressure. Just dream and take the next step. And when you've done that, the next step will reveal itself to you and you take the next step. And when you've taken that step, you wait and you notice an idea will come to mind and you'll just take the next step and the next one. Always being in the now, because that's all you have. That's it. And in the now you take the next step, and in the now you take the next step, and then one day you'll see how far you've come, and you'll look back and you'll see that there's been an intelligence that's been nudging you always in the right direction. Even if it looks like you've gone down the wrong road, you can always turn back. That's it. That's right. Good job. Now your unconscious mind is listening carefully, perhaps when you wake up, or maybe within a few hours of waking up, or less than that, you may have a different feeling of peace of mind inside. It's called being thoughtless. That's right. You're now creating that unstoppable mindset. And the more that you listen to these recordings, the more tenacious and focused you will become. Remember, all experiences come from only one place. There are only three little principles that keep you living a life of joy and freedom. They can also create all emotions like stress, anxiety, love, freedom, sadness, motivation and joy, magically. You see, there's a knowing deep down inside your soul. A knowing that what I'm going to share with you is the secret you've been looking for. Listen closely. This will change everything you want to transform quickly. Your feelings always come this way. All feelings come to you because of what you are thinking about now, in this moment, no other. Memories of the past and future memories, like ideas and dreams and goals. You know, you only have now, right now. All you have are the thoughts in your mind. They're not real. They're just made of energy. Thoughts with feelings attached. That's it. simple, still. You knew deep down that all your feelings came from the thoughts flowing through your mind. You just forgot. That's the principle of life. Thought. You are life. Your life is created on the inside. Not out there. In here. What I'm saying is you're working perfectly. Now. Stop. Think a beautiful thought. That's it. See how good that feels. It's your unconscious at play. Play more with beautiful thoughts. See that all feelings work only one way. Thoughts come and thoughts go. Like the clouds above, drifting and drifting. They change all by themselves. They come and they go. Nothing to do. Just wait. Do nothing. And you'll see. You know when it's raining and you're getting rained on. That's just information. Rain isn't good or bad, it's just rain. Feelings are just feelings. Humans are free to decide if the rain is good or bad. If you don't mind getting wet, then the rain is neutral. So are your thoughts. Remember, it's all thought. Feelings come from your thinking, and we don't need to be concerned about our own thoughts. We can just laugh at them like a cloud. Thoughts have no agenda. They just come and go. Let them go. Let thoughts change on their own. Let them leave. Let them disappear. Because then all you'll have left is now. That's right. That's it. Now, in the past, you've walked into a room looking for your phone or keys and you couldn't remember where you put them because you forgot. Because forgetting is so easy. You forget. You've forgotten. I know you've been to a party and introduced to somebody new and you forgot their name in a matter of moments. Whoosh, gone. It's okay because forgetting is so easy. You forgot, you've forgotten. There's been a time when you've walked into a room and you didn't even know why you were there because you forgot. Because forgetting is so easy. You forgot. You forget. So now, as your unconscious mind listens carefully, I want you to find those good feelings from those beautiful thoughts. And remember, when you feel good, don't try to work it out. You can feel good for no reason whatsoever. Less thought, feel better. And this is a sign now for you to come out of this relaxing sleep. And in a moment, I am going to count from 10 all the way up to 1. And you will wake up 1/10 of the way with each number that I count, feeling more alive and more awake than ever before. And when I get to 1, you can open your eyes and stretch out and feel good, because you can feel great confidently. 10, that's right, here we go. 9, 8, just starting to feel more feelings coming back into your body as we go. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and get ready now. Here we go. Stretch out. 1, and open your eyes.